We are middle of Hilchos Shabbos on page 310 of Kufin and Hayim Beis, the new Simon Shinchav Dalit. Didn't I chanas Michael Abhema Beshabbos, the halacha preparing food for an animal on Shabbos, by test involves sifting this 15 paragraph. Sifal says the Machaber, in Koivrin Hatev Makvari, not let us sift the straw with a sieve. Sheepol Hamoiz La Oritz, that the chaff shall fall down to the ground. And you shouldn't leave it in a high place, that the chaff should fall down. But you could take it with a sieve, and to put it into the trough, even though the chaff is going to fall by itself, since it's not intending. The reason why you can't do this is very simply, which is like sifting. Which the Yishar Tzinais Aleph says that's from the Rambam, that says in the Yishami, it says it sounds like from what he puts it in Perikov Av, where there he's talking about regarding the Shvus and the Isir Rabbanan, that's only a Shvus, it's only Isir Rabbanan, maybe because he holds that that's not really the way of doing Merakid like that. Look at Rashi, because to do it with straw. But Agabon is definitely Asir, whether biblically or rabbinically, to sift the straw, that your chaff should fall down. Sifkot and Beiz HaTevin. What's tevin? They cut the straw with these type of sickles. They make the whole tail of the stalk tevin, straw. What's moitz? That's from the upper beard of the stalk. It's not fit for even animals to eat. They sifted so that the chaff shall fall. What we're letting you know is that Phil is also Shabbos, even this is forbidden on Shabbos. All the more so, of course, you're not allowed to sift the grain from their waste matter. That's literally Merakid and Mikhaev, but this is included, Sivkot and Gimel. And however, you could put what you could do is you could take it in the Kavara, and you could put it from there into the trough, even though that the mites will be Neuf Me'elov. It'll fall by itself, derchnik v'akvara, to the holes of this kvara, of the sieve, because that's not what you're intending. Siv beis. L'yim that odm sarim, a person should not measure barley, lusel if nebem, to put him with them as animal, el mashar, but imadayte, you should just estimate. Sivkot and dal, l'yim that he shouldn't measure, hain b'kli hamida, like the measuring tool. Nishnir akilu mait limkar, it looks like he's measuring to sell. But he could take another vessel, a shar or kabim, and evaluate a kab or two, a mutter, that's permitted. That's what he concludes. That he just estimates by Bel Rabba, look at Eli Rabba, which the Dershu 3 brings, that he brings the words of the Gemara, that's forbidden to measure barley for the purpose of his animal, but they're permitted to pick kaider a cover or two to give this animal. The Riff explains what's kaider. That he estimates, that's the Shulchan Aruch writes, that the Lavush brings with the Shittas Rashi, that kaider is that he bores a hole, the measuring tool, he sticks the measuring tool into the pile in a way that it fills it by itself, not by measuring. And the rabbi explains that Lubush Paskin is like both of them, the huckle, leanly, because since the form of this medida is only Asim Rabbanan, so therefore he paskins the huckle. Sif Gimel. Ein Goivlin, Nalada Need, Mursan, the brand, the behema, to an animal or town, the government to chickens. I've been listening by mind, but you could put it in water. You could put, make this, the stick go crisscross. Because you're not mixing with your hands. Limasava, tarver de makel, and you're not turning it around, this stick, then it's permitted. You could shake it from that vessel, the vessel, because she's up there to get mixed. Mutlava Musa Mudar Zebakli, you're allowed to mix the bran in this way in one vessel. Machalakar is a became arm, you could split it into many vessels. The Nisla Vehicle Behema Behema, and you give it in front of every single animal. Arbakli Echid, you mix it in one vessel. I fill a curve, I'm even one or two curve. But yesterday, some lead mile and got a Muslim Shabbos. Some say to put the water on the bran on Shabbos. But the Amr Shamalak, which is Siba Arab, they didn't say to do a crisscross. Elkshay, my Muslim love me like Yoy. Only if there was water in it from before Shabbos. Says Ramava, I'm the El Simish of the Chabal Sib Tazan, you get a Shumma, Chardlik, it's like what to do when you have such a case regarding garlic and mustard.
Says the Mishbura Sif Cotton Hay. So Machaba said that in Goivim Mechulu, you're not allowed to knead the bran for the animal or the chickens. Now, after in Bar Gibel, even though it's not something that can be kneaded really, bran doesn't really stick, because Rabban decreed that you might come to knead the flour. The Chayim Mishum Lash, that would be a liability for kneading, says the Rambam. Now, but that's how Rishon the opinion. Many Rishon is the Apa Musa Chayim Mishum Lash. The truth is, no, actually, even by brand, you're liable for loss for kneading. By Halacha, Divim Maschil ain't Goyvim, where he's lengthy on this topic. Sivkat and Vav, that one should not be needing Morris in the brand. Bein Chili does not differ between Megabal Haber, whether you're needing a lot or Ma'ad Ma'at or just a little bit at a time, which the Sharatzin, or you say, it says, look at Be'er Locha, Divim Maschil, Morrison on that point. Sivkat and Zayin, Abal Noisin by Mai, but what you could do is you could put it in water. Now, if you're permitted to do the same thing, to put water into flour, the same way we're describing over here, which is, you know, then, you know, mixing with the spoon, crisscross, and so on. I'm betashu, because look at Taz that he writes, this depends on the opinion of the different halachic authorities. The Rambam also, according to Rambam, it's going to be forbidden. Shal poskim mutter, and other poskim is going to be mutter. Which we said, according to Rambam, here it's because they're abonim. According to other person holds their rice, so then they would have the same permissibility by the flour too. The Mechazal Dei Kamei says, this all according to this first opinion. But according to the Yeshayim that's brought at the end of the paragraph, this rule that they hold, that even into the brand you're forbidden to put in water from the sins of Mam Zekibula, because putting in the water is considered already kneading, it already makes it stick. Koshkin Lateche Kamech, for sure, into flour, the Hubachal Gibul, that's for sure considered in the category of kneading, that would be forbidden. Sivkot Mechaz. But I say, lie, put in water, mix it with a spoon or a stick, crisscross. Because kimish ein mechulu, since you're not mixing with your hands and you're not going all the way around the circle with the spoon, it's going to be permitted. Avol im amara says mishmur, but if you're mixing it, im esaba b'tavar, you go around with the spoon, you're a kalash, then it's going to look like you're kneading. So you've cut and test, and you could shake it from best to the vessel to that it gets mixed. Now it's permitted to mix the bran in this way in one vessel, and then to divide into many vessels and to put it in front of every single animal. And you could mix it in one vessel, a full of kur mechulu, even one or two kur. For who that is shashir zetzarich lelechak lefneim by siyam hashabbat. That's only if he needs such a large quantity to divide amongst the animals on that day of Shabbos. To labochel, because if not, obviously osla tirchel tzirich, and I'll do unnecessary exertion. Sivkan yud. Then the mechaber brought up yesh aistrim b'chulu. Some say it's forbidden to even put water on the bran on Shabbos, and they didn't say that you can mix it crisscross only when the water was in it from before Shabbos. Who does Baal Trumas? The Siyata, this opinion of the Baal Trumas, and those who hold like him, the place can grab you, they really grab you. This feeling that he holds, the Messin's Mam Lachud, just putting the water, Chayim Shav Gibel, you're already liable for kneading, but chemical, but mursin, baby, but chaldaver, with flour, with bran, with ashes, with all these types of similar things. You have to have the water put in there before Shabbos. But even so, that's what the halacha is saying. You're not explicitly to go ahead and mix it the following day, unless you're doing like this crisscross, as we mentioned previously. Which Shara Tzinoi's test says, and that is Issa Daraisi, even according to this opinion, as he says, I explained previously in the Mishnah Chavav and the Bi Halacha, look over there. Sivkatan Yudalv, and the Ramah said, regarding garlic and mustard, how you conduct yourself. It's somewhat mitzvah, as the Shomnes Badei was explained, the Noigin Lahachmer, that the custom is to be stringent, because the first Baal Truma, like the logic of the Baal Truma, because of Chayim Chayim writes, Pshat Zitchak, in the present situation, Yish Lahatal Dei Yehudi, you could permit it through the non Jewish, and Yehudi eat the Mayim B'Shabbos, and the non Jewish should put in the water on Shabbos, and to mix it with this abnormal way, as we mentioned. Now, if the water was hot, and it's forbidden even through a non-Jew to pour from a primary vessel because it's going to be cooking. Rather, the non-Jew should first pour the water into a secondary vessel, and then he'll pour the water on the brand. But that, it says, you should know, the musan and niskeb shulchan aruch, the brand that's meant to shulchan aruch, who klipas ha-tivuah ha-neshez ba-nafah, this is the husk of the grain that remains in the sieve, as a kemach, when they sift the flour, lenim moitz, and regarding the moitz, also brand han sheres beis adisha that remains at the time of the threshing, leniskav b'shachanar, that's not mentioned b'shachanar. Ve'im be'alocha, the maskul in shabat arnu that we explain, lenim moitz regarding the moitz, without the ish lezer, for sure one should be kibush b'lehit in the mayim ba'atzim b'shabbos, not to put in the water himself on Shabbos. Because according to many great earlier halachic authorities, there's a liability for kneading. Be'alocha, and the maskul in goyvon says regarding putting water into the morsin, into the bran, says Machlekes Rebbe and Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda and Rebbe stringent, which according to him is a chiyuv chatzis regarding this, that he holds that the sin is mem zegibuli, putting in the water is already considered needing it. Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda is initially lenient, and the Stam Mishnah in the last part of Masechet Shabbos like Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda, and the first part like Rebbe, depending on the difference, the Ram and the Rashi to Paskin like the later anonymous Mishnah to be lenient, even though generally we hold halacha Rebbe Mechaber like Rebbe when he disagrees with his colleague over here. The fact that it's the later anonymous Mishnah is better. There are places in the whole which the Rebbe Lezben admits, the Baal Trumas, the Smag, and their words are brought in Agoyes Maimon, Nielsen, the Mordechai, and look previously to Simchat Chav and the Bi'alocha, that since we have a contradictory anonymous Mishnah is one the other, so we go back to the Halacha of the Klal, Halacha like Rebbe Mechaber. Pin Lechaber in the Halacha is to be lenient regarding putting in water. And he holds, like the later opinion, only in the name of like calling them Yesh Oisim. Because the Rif, the Rosh, the Rambam, who the Mechaba goes with primarily, they all hold in the same opinion. And the truth is, that's also the opinion of the Rebbe Nachmanon, the Razah, the Rambam, the Mechamas, the Ran, the Rekev, the Arzur, the Ben Yerucham, the Meiri, they all pass the Gerbes of Yehuda. And that's the halacha that that's the Machlekes Rebbe Nerus Yehuda regarding putting water into the flour and to the earth and to the clay. The Rebbe's Mechai, Rebbe Yehuda, says you put until you actually need it. However, this is Rabban, even called Rebbe Yehuda, by putting in water into the flour, the earth, and to the clay, because you might come to need it. This they remit initially by the bran, is the pin of the Rambam, because even if when you're going to need it, there's no Isidar Esa, as we say later on. Therefore, they weren't gazer by putting in the water. Some say that the reason for the Hatter is because that you need to feed it to the animal and to the bird. And therefore, they weren't gazer in such a situation, according to this reasoning. Also, by flour would be permitted to put in the water when you need it to feed the birds, just like by Mursin, but when you're doing it through a Shine, that's from the Taz of Pimagadim. Moreover, says the Be'alach Yishanah, that the Evan, after the fact, if you did need the bran, the pin of the Rambam is that you put it because it's not bargibel, it's not something that could be needed. And the same thing is by ashes or thick sand. That's the pin of the Rif, and Rashi and Perek Dal and Beya, and by ashes it's not bar gibel, and even when you do gibel, you can be potter. But many Rishonim disagree on this. That's a taste in himself, Shabbat Abiyat Ches, the Rabbi in Perek Chazalach HaShabbos, the Rosh Perek Dal and Beya, the Ram, the Rashbub over there, and they hold the opposite, like the pin of the Abaya. That's by something that you cannot do gibel with, actually, the moment you put it in the water, you can be chayv, and therefore, by ashes or by the fake sand, you can be chayv right away when you put it in the water. However, by Mursin, a brand, they actually call it something that is bar gibel. Never you can be potter when you put it in the water, and you can be chayv when you're kneading it, like by flour. And this is all by Mursin, but by Moitz, which is a different type of brand, that's posh, that's not bar gibel according to everyone. According to those who are showing, these actually mechiv chatz when you put in the water on Shabbos. And the Maskel Mursin, so he says, look at Mishabursiv Katan Vav, that we wrote, whether it's a lot or a little bit. And it wasn't permitted a little bit at a time, only by kali, by roasted granola. Now, even the Magen Ram brings the name of the Ramban, the Mechama said that a little bit is going to be permitted, even if you're not doing through a Shino. If you look over there very well, Mechama said, in Masefti, you'll see that there's no rye at all. Because this that he writes over there, kul mataran, his intent is whether it's thick or thin, by kali, by the roasted grain, that's how he writes explicitly in his Chiddush. And the reason is because they didn't permit this only by human food, and not to put in the effort because of Michael Behema. Or additionally, the brand for an animal is eaten even if it's not mixed totally, and it's only through a shinui of when you're doing crisscross, and therefore they didn't want to be lenient regarding this to do a heter al yada yada, to do a little bit at a time. Look over there in his Kedushim. He says, afterwards, I found this Zib Kerb Nassanel. He also agrees, not like Magid Ram. And he writes, there's no right in Muhammad, and that's in truth the word Ramban. He says, like the way we wrote. The Maskal Mavarboy, that you could put in water and then you could mix it with a spoon or a stick crisscross. Look at Bessiz and Bach, that they're inclined to say that even if you pass it by many times crisscross, it's okay because you're not mixing it with your hands and you're not going around in a circle with the stick, which the Dirshu number 10 says, and the reason for the heter of mixing it in this way of crisscross, even many times, Chaznesh writes that since you're not going around with the spoon, it's not a form of mixing, and it's considered like a shinui. He adds on that's possible, that you have to take out the spoon every single time between the criss and the cross, because if you don't take it out, so then you're completing a circle, as considered like mixing it. However, he writes that maybe it's effective if between the crisscross, you start each time from the middle of the pot. And that's what in Chuvashi believe. In Chuvashi, because Mishra writes, that the Kamran Chaznesh, that you have to take out the spoon between the crest and the cross, and maybe you're not going to be careful, and you're going to go all the way around. But a woman that's careful, that you can rely on that she's not going to go around with the spoon. You can be leaning not to take it out every time that you're going crisscross. Some of the dishes, dish number one, from this that there's no isser only when it's like merakid, but to take the straw and the kavara to put in the trough, that's permitted. So the teal double is medayik, that even the tzarech behema, you let a bimetat, let a move a klish, malach the isser. Dish number two, someone puts straw in a high place so that the chaff goes down from itself, which Shulchan Aruch writes over here, it's also Master Shulchan writes in the Engel Bush, that the issue is because of the chel, it's a weak type of activity. Dish number four, if a person does not have a non-Jew and he has to feed his animals, Chaznesh writes, you can be lenient to put the water into the bran or to the flour, even if it's a thick mixture, which the prohibition of kneading it is midiraisa, when it's not possible, when it's a soft mixture, and you mix it crisscross and you shake it from vessel to vessel, because of the loss and the pain of the living creatures, you can rely on those who permit putting water into bran on Shabbos, because that's actually the pin that most paiskim, and that's the Mechaber Saisim, and he writes the pin of the Machmir B'Shem of a Yesh Oimim. But if it's possible to do through a non-Jew or to make a thin mixture, a loose mixture, then the custom is to be stringent like those who are stringent. Now, when you make a loose mixture, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simshon Chaf Aleph, Sifta Zayin, that you have over there that you should first put in the food before the water. The Chaznesh writes that in our times, when there's no set way of doing the water with the bran, then you could change how you mix the bran, and it's effective even if you didn't change when you put it in, because since a loose mixture, there's no isolash min hatayr. There's number five, the pinel chaznesh, that it seems more that the rishayin paskin that putting in water is no isur even by something that's not by gibel. It's just that according to them, when you mix it afterwards, then there is isur min hatayr. There's number six, chaznesh writes that it's possible to be lenient with a loose mixture to put in water, and even when it's thick, he writes that when it's not possible without that, you have to look into this. He says if you have to be stringent.